Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we asked the number of kashas on the Sma. We wanted to say that the shliach is also responsible, even when we say yes shliach v'dvar avera, and the mishalech was responsible. The Sma wanted to say the shliach is also responsible. We saw a number of kashas on him, and we saw the yisod in the previous shiur that if there are two shemos, then in fact the shliach, meaning if there are two shemos aveira, two categories of sin that the shliach is being over, so the shliach can be responsible for one, like for example Shabbos, for the chil Shabbos, and the mishalech for the other, for the act of tvicha on someone's animal. So that was the yisod we saw. Two shemos, you can split up the chiyuv. So now it would appear as follows. This is again, we're going in the Mahalach of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Chaim Shmuel Levi Zatzal. We're trying to traverse through his Sfarim. There's Baruch Hashem a lot, and it keeps being Misrabe because he has good Talmidim who are putting out his writings. And even though he was Nifter decades ago, but we went a little slow, but I think it's picking up a little bit now. And we should be Zochet to more and more, because it's definitely one of my favorite Rabbanim of the last few daros. So he says as follows: Rav Chaim Shmuel Levi Zecher Tzadik Levaracha Rosh Yeshiva Smir. Hagrach Rabbeinu Chaim, not Shmuel Levitz but Soloveitchik, in the ninth parak of Hichas Gzeila Aved, in the first halacha, was Mechadish Achidish, that by Gneva V'Gzeila, besides the Chiyuv of Hashava that comes about as a result of the Kinyan Gzeila, somebody is Chayev BeHashava. There's another chiyuv tashlumin, bigzela, mashem maisa hagzela atzma mechayevet oto b'tashlumin. The maisa hagzela itself is a mechayev tashlumin. The first thing he was coming to the gzela, he has to give it back. And also, the very fact that he did a maisa gzela is a mechayev in a tashlumin. Midin mazik. Because gneva v'gzela has a din mazik. That's the yisod of Reb Chaim. We've discussed it recently in numerous shiurim. Bechele, and his proof is from the fact that the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Geneva, in the ninth halacha, Sheha Eved Shegonav Be'olav Peturim Mishum She'ein Ha'adon Chayuv Al Niske Avodov, that if an Eved steals, the Bailim, the owner, the master of this Eved, is Potter, because the Adam is not Chayuv Al Niske Avodov, because they have Das and he can't guard them, and if his master gets him angry, so he's going to go around and he's going to start causing damage, he's going to burn down people's houses, and then the master's going to have to pay. That'll be a good way at shtuching his master. So we don't want that to happen. So Mimela, the master isn't going to chayiv. So that's the din, that in Eved and Nama, the master is putter from the Nezek because of Shema Yach Isenu. Now that's a Gemara. We saw this Gemara. The Gemara talks about it as being Nezek. But the Rambam brings this legabe Gneva. The Rambam brings this din, legabe Gneva, that if the Eved steals, the master isn't responsible, which is a pel otzum, because the Gemara brings it midin nezek. Why does the Rambam bring it in the context of Gneva? So, chora b'Gneva b'lava chilo shayich l'chayiv adam midin es kememono. And by Gneva, anyway, it's not shayich to be mechayiv the adam mitzad nezek. So that's not Nezek. Geneva isn't Nezek. So how are you Mechayev the Adam for Geneva? Geneva is not Nezek. He's Chayev on the Nezek. This isn't Nezek. So it must be that the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Geneva is Midin Nezek, Midin Mazik. And it would be Shaykh to be Mechayev the Adam, Midin Shmirasan Alecha, that he has to guard, just like he has to guard from Nezek, he has to guard from Geneva. Ayin Sham and Rabbeinu Chaim, that he, with this, he explains the Ravid, that by Avodim, even though we paskin She'enam Nigzolim, Velo Kani Agazin Lusoyuk, if you steal an Eved, Avodim are Nigzol, nevertheless, the Gazlin is Chayv Tashlumin. Because since the Maisek Zela was done and the Avodim, you can be Mechayev the Gazlan Midin Mazik, not Midin Gazlan, Midin Mazik. And you can't compare that to Karko, which is Einan Exelis. Okay, Ayin Shamin Reb Chaim. Now, in Bavakama, Nenvavam and Beis, Tosis writes, the Bar Mazchil Pshita, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that it says there, that Hotsiu Alistim, Vizikua Alistim, Chayovim, that Vizika listim chayovim, that if the listim took out the animal from the pen and then the animal did damage, the listim, these people who opened up the pen let the animals out, our chayiv is that since we paskin that birshu say the gazlan, that gezel is in the rishus of the gazlan to be mischayiv ba'onsin, hareyu nechshav kibaylem lenin leschayiv beniske behema. So he's considered the bailim in order to be mischayev in niske behemta. In other words, the listim who takes out the animal is chayev in the nizakim because it's considered birshusei, because it's birshusei de gazlin. So that's all when he takes it out in order to steal it. So if he takes it out in order to steal it, then he's chayav benizkei behema because he made a kinyan through this act of gzela, kinyan gzela. Hopefully in the future we have a few shiurim we want to give on the inyan of kinyan gzela. We ask that the Rabbono Shalom should give us life. Now, ayin sham barash, shekosav, sheim hotziyu al menas la'abdo, but if they take it out in order to destroy the animal should be lost, so they're pater. So to Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Shin Sadi Vav, Siv Gimel, Frekt the Shach over there in Sif Katan Aleph from Bava Kama 98a, that if somebody takes a matbeya from his friend, it says if you're Zorek Matbeya Liyama Gadol, then you're pater, it's only Grama. If he takes a coin and throws it in the yam, but that's if he throws it. But if he snatches it away and throws it, then that's called gzela, and therefore he has to do a proper ashava. He has to hire somebody to go in this water and get it. So if he does, he's putter. If he's just zorek matbea, but if he snatches it from his friend, if he takes it out with his hand from his friend, then that's considered gzela. So what do you see from here? It was gozal menas la'abda. Here he was stealing it. That's called stealing, right? When he snatches it away, and it's al menas to throw it away, and he has a din gazlan, not like the rush wanted to say. The rush wanted to say hotziu menas la'abda, you're putter. Here we see that hotziu menas la'abda, you have a din gazlan, and he's mechayev tashlum gzela. And the Rosh says, no, if Hotziyam and Asla Abda, so then it's Yonar Chayim and Nizkei Behema. So Ayin Sham B'Shach, Shekosav, Shafilu, Shagoyzam and Asla Abed, Chayiv B'Tashlumei HaGzela, Mikol Mogam Loi Choshiv Baal HaShor, Linyin L'Schayiv B'Nizkei Behema. So yes, making a chilek here. If you're Goyzam and Asla Abed, you're Taka Chayiv B'Tashlumei Gzela. You have to pay as a gazlan. He has to make sure to do hashava on this coin. But he's not considered the owner of the animal to be mischayev beniske behema. And this is a tamuah dikazach. Because since we paskin that it's birshusei to be chayev in tashlumin, so why isn't he also chayev beninizokim? I am a true masakari mashikosev bezeh. So it would appear that the explanation is based on the grach. That goizel menas la'abed, since he didn't steal it for himself, he didn't make a kinyan, and he doesn't have kinyan exel, and he's not chayiv midin hashav. And nevertheless, since he took it out of Rishus Chavero, it's still considered a mais exela, and therefore he's mischayiv b'tashlumin because of the etzem mais exela mitzad parshas nizikin. Like by Avadim, that when a person steals an eved, it's considered a mais exela. And that's midin mazik. He's considered a mazik. So when he steals amanas la'abed, he's called a mazik. He doesn't make kinyan gzela as far as having to be machzir the gzela. That he doesn't have to do. But if afterwards this goes ahead, just like when he lets out the animal, he is just like when he steals the eved. So that's his chayav midin mazik. Also, when he is gozel amanas la'abed, so he's mischayev b'tashlumen because of the etzem ma'isik zeila mitzad parshas nezikin. So it's not a proper kinyan. He does. It's not a proper gzela, so he doesn't make a kinyan gzela. But it's enough of a gzela that he's considered a mazik. And since this chiyuv is mitzad the etzem maisik gzela, and not because it's in his rishus to be mischayv and onsim, because he wasn't konet, but he did a maisin nezik with the gzela. So therefore, he's not considered the Baal HaShor to be Chayev B'nizkei B'hemto. And Farenfer Tishach, that yes, he's Chayev B'tashlumen. Nevertheless, the Yerushalmi says, he's putter for the nezek. Why is he putter for the nezek? Because he didn't make a kinyan gzela. Why is he chayv b'tashlumen? He's chayv b'tashlumen because he's a mazik. He's chayv b'tashlumen, he didn't mazik. And that's like Reb Chaim said. So when it's listim takes it out, al menas la'abda, so he's putter for the nezek that the animal does, because he didn't make a kinyan gzela. But he's chayv b'tashlumen, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Kama, that goes on and asks Chayv Tashlumin because midin nezek, midin mazik. Oh. By the way, it's one of my favorite Jewish words. Oh. Now, the din shlichus yad is a din miyuchad b'shomrim. Sha'ab shelo higbiyas ha'chovis al menas lito mimenu miktsas areza chayiv b'kula. We know a din of shlichus yad. Anybody learn a mafkid in Bav Metzia? And if you didn't, so today's a good day to do it. So, it's a special din by Shomrim, that if you're Sholech Yad, even only to take a little bit, you have a whole barrel of beer, and you're only Sholech Yad to take a little bit of the beer. Nevertheless, you're Chayiv on all the beer, if you're a Shomer. Vinish Dalman is Chayiv Bekul B'chai Gadman. If a regular guy isn't, only a Shomer is Chayiv and everything if he's Sholech Yad B'Miktsaso. If he takes a little bit for himself. Uses a little bit himself. So the gather of the Din Shlichus Yad is that he becomes a Gazlan Al Kula. V'naseis HaGzeilo B'Rishuso K'din Kol HaGazlanim. Like the Rambam writes in the third parak of Gzeilo V'Aveda, Halacha Yud Aleph, that the gedder of the din shlichus yad is that he becomes a gazlan on the whole thing, and now the gzela goes into his rishus kedin kol gazlanim. So now we can say that he's also going to be chayev mitzad the etzem maisa gzela midin mazik, because since on the whole chefza is chal a toiris gzela, and he's koine kinyanik zela. So now, he's doing a maisik zela on everything. And mimeil, he's also chayv, mitaris mazik. So what do we have here? We have two shemos. We have a gazlan. When he's shalech yad, you have a gazlan. And then you also have a mazik. So with this, we can understand the sheet of the sma that we saw in the previous year, because the Ktzos says, "How's that have to possibly be mechayiv the shliach? He's not a shomer." Halav shomer, lav shomeru, v'din shlichus yad, ein oela b'shomerim. Right, the Sma, when the Shalich was Shalech Yad, the Sma also wanted to make the Shalich responsible. But here we're talking about Shalichus Yad. Zayn Lielahu Amar Ladul Shalich Minayat Hamadala called Var Pesha. And the Sma says that that's talking Dafka when is only the Mishaleach Chayiv? When the Shliach doesn't know he's doing an Avera, or he's not a Bar Chiyuv, or he doesn't have what to pay. Otherwise, you pass Ganei Shliach Dvar Avera, and the Shliach is Chayiv. So Frektik Tzos, how are you Mechayiv the Shliach? He's not a Shomer. Din Shlichus Siad is a Din Dafka in Shomerim. And then Asivus asks, the Kinyan Gzela are of the Mishalech. It's the Mishalech who makes the Kinyan Gzela. So how can you make the Shliach responsible? So it appears Shevadai Shehakinyanim Shel HaMishaleach. Bevadai the Kinyanim belong to the Mishaleach. And he's the Shomer. However, there's a Torah's Maisik Zela Bekulo. And this Maisik Zela was done by the Shliach. So even though he's not Koine Kinyanik Zela, nevertheless, the Shliach did the Maisik Zela through which the Mishaleach became a Gazlan. And therefore the Shliach is considered a Mazik on everything. He wasn't Koine the Kinyanik Zela. But he did the Maisik Zela, through which the Mashalech became a Gazlan and everything, and therefore he's a Mazik on everything. And that's why he's Chayv B'Teshlomin. Even though he's not a Shomer, and he wasn't Kona the Gzela. Ayin B'Imrei Moshe B'Simen Lamed Gimel Ozvav. And that's what Pshat is that the Sma holds that the Shliach is also Chayv. Even though B'Shlichu Siyad Chayv B'Mishaleach, and where the Mishaleach is Chayv, the Shliach is Pater, like we saw in by Me'ila and Rashi in the previous year, we saw in Farish and Rashi like that, it's only Mishaleach Chayv. Nevertheless, that the Mishaleach Chayv is only the Torah Shlichu Siyad, that the Torah says that the Gzela is in his Rishus. But that there's also a Maisik Gzela Shemischayv Mitoras Mazik on that, we don't say that he's a Shliach for the Mishaleach. We only have the Chiyuv on the Shlichu Siyad. The Chiyuv of the Mazik isn't included. So mitzah the chiyuv of the mazik, that's what the shaliach gets. And mitzah the chiyuv of the gazlan, that's what the mishaleach gets. And that's what the Sma says, and we quoted in the beginning of the previous shiur, that if the shliach is a bar chiyuv and he has what to pay, so he's responsible because ain't shlichat varaver, it's his responsibility. And then we said mapitom. But here there we say yesh shlichat varaver. So what he means is no, that if b'chol haTorah kula we would say that there is a shliach l'dvaraver. So even b'toras mazik the mishalech would be chayv and the shlich would be pater. And only because we pass him b'chol haTorah kula ain't shlichat l'dvaraver. We just have a special ribuy of shlichu siyad. Ah, ad achshav ze mitpatzel, achshav ze mitchalek. So midin shlichu siyad, the mishalech is chayev. But midin mazik, the mishalech is a mischayev. We go back to the rule of ein shlich dvar aveira, and the shliach is also chayev. Shliach is mischayev. And that explains how the shliach would be mischayev, because that was the yisod that we brought in the previous year, that if you have two shemas, then you can split them up, and that's what we have here. We have two shemes. We have a shem mazik, and we have a shem shaleach yad. So mitzad the shlichus yad, it's on the cheshbon of the mishaleach, and mitzad because yesh shlichat dvar avera here by shlichus yad. But mitzad the mazik, it's on the cheshbon of the shliach. Gevaldik. Okay, this is a very important sugya. I hope that we are able to revisit it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.